Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
We're currently basking in glorious sunshine on this Glory Days podcast. It's going to be gorgeous out there. Look at that. I think it's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend for loads of reasons. We're basking in glory of the sun, and we're basking in glory of shove it up your bum, we're number one. Oh, yeah, that's
wow.
us.
That's,
yeah.
Well, I can't believe they
in
didn't make that.
In your face, you're all a disgrace. We're number one all over the place.
I can't
place.
Believe they didn't make that a jingle.
That's
we're
what
number
they
one, shove it up your mum.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. In your face, you're all disgrace. We should have, I mean, it's not often you get to pipe your own trumpet, but there we are. I'm piping our trumpets for us,
well,
and that
you.
Is the way it's going to be.
Piping our own trumpet.
Because I remember when we came here, I remember really well, me and Jim were put together, and someone said, you know, would you like to be number one? And Jim looked at me and he says, there's not a fucking hope. Not a hope. Not a chance. No way is this show ever going to be number one. I says, yeah, how do you know? He says, he looked at me again. There was a long silence. He looked at the boss and he says, I'm fucking telling you now, this is over. This is over. I've been doing this a long time, Jim said. And if you think this is going to work, there's somebody, something's broken. Something's rotten in Denmark, he said. And that's a quote. That's rotten in Denmark. That's a quote from a movie. And I'll never forget how upset he was over the whole thing.
Not at all.
Yeah, and they said, just be funny, they said. Just go out there and be funny. And I have
and
to
I
say...
And I said to them, I said, yeah, but what will he do?
Yeah, what will he do? He said it in fairness. He said, PJ Gallagher hasn't been funny for decades. He hasn't been funny since he stopped being the dirty old granny, he said.
Wow.
And I was there steady on. He says, no, honestly, it's true. His head's, his ears are funny. They're funny. But his jokes are shit.
But tell you something, it's worked, hasn't it?
It certainly has worked.
So, I know for people listening on the podcast, they're going, you shut up about the show there and won't listen to the podcast.
Nah, this is all about, listen now, you shut up with piping down our trumpets when we're piping them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Today it's all about that. You're not laughing anymore, are you?
Because that was it. Our next challenge is going to have to be, how do we get a number one podcast?
That's it. That's the next thing.
Very hard to do that.
Yeah, yeah. But then, you know, somebody said... Many people said, everybody actually said that it was impossible to have a number one radio show in this current incarnation. Or a number one station with us at the helm.
Nothing's impossible.
And nothing seems to be impossible. So why not a number one podcast? You know,
yeah.
We used to have to do those things where we could say we were number one, but we'd have to be very distinctive about it. We are number one in the houses where carpenters eat cheese for three meals a day. You know, we have to be very specific,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And people who are between the ages of 43 and 44
Four.
And that have a one radio that live on the road that happened to be in Jim Sons. We're number one in that demographic. But no all he has put together now.
It's the whole nine yards. It's great. It's been long, hard work. And then there was the show as well.
Then he had to just do the work, you know.
It's been a long, hard, painful slog. Yeah.
And remember, it's not just us that's number one.
The show was good.
It's the station, it's the whole station. We're not just number one. We're a small part of the machine. You think you might look at us and go, how are they number one? We're not. How the hell is Pat Corney number one? How the hell? How the hell is Marty number one? How did we do it?
Well,
how did we do it?
Yeah.
How is Dee number one? I can hardly get a word out of her on a good day. She's just be running away from me when she sees me.
I don't know what that is.
But here we are.
At least Dee is an award-winning presenter. She's actually won awards. I mean, mind
true.
You, we've won awards. What? Something weird happened that year we got one. There must have been nobody else or something, or everything got lost in the post or something.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
In fact, we won two.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez. Or more.
They must have fallen out with some radio stations.
They must have been really trying to spite somebody that year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're not...
2 years in a row we did it.
2 years in a row we did it.
And never been seen since.
Never seen.
Never been seen since.
No. They nominated us once just to tease us and then they didn't give it to us. Well, you can't... When the radio awards now, they're in October, are they?
Yeah, October.
And we can't... They can't knock us off number one until November at the earliest. That's what I'd be thinking, right?
Yeah.
That's right, though, isn't it?
So basically, what you're planning is that we'll be sitting at our table, right, having just had our dinner or whatever. Although the way those things, the way they do them now, you might have even had your main course by the time.
Yeah,
But anyway, so we'll be sitting at the table. So if anybody
that's
does,
if we get nominated, we might not even be allowed in this time.
Well, that's true as well.
Probably
but if
won't.
We do, and we don't win, which is quite likely.
That's unusual.
When the person who does win, or people who you know, show that does win, goes up, at least we can stand up and show. Yeah, what about it? You're not number one, though, are you?
Well done, number four. Congratulations, number four. We're with you. The people aren't.
The people aren't. Yeah, fair play. Doing it without listeners as well. Well done.
Well done, number four. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How in the name of God did they know about it? All these things that... It'd be great to just be totally obnoxious, wouldn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Actually, we
haven't had that sort of...
We joke about it, but it isn't us. But, you know, it is kind of
hilarious. We haven't really had one of those moments at a radio award. Sure, we haven't had, like, a Kanye moment or a...
No, whatever it was.
Your man Jarvis Cocker moment.
We should plan one.
Yeah. We haven't stormed the stage or anything and sort of said, you don't deserve it and, you know, give it to us.
No, because we knew it wouldn't be fair. You know... Yeah. It's the other way round. We'd be getting it going. Wasn't all what on air? What have you? Nothing better to do with your time, you know.
Is it going to make a difference to your life? Do you think?
Yes.
Being part of the number one music station in Dublin and indeed Kildare, Meath, and Wicklow.
Yeah. It will make a difference. It would be obviously it would be an awful lot better now if I didn't have to share anything with you.
You're welcome. Can't believe it. Literally carried this man on me back. For years.
True, that is true. And I have to say, he even mowed me a little spot on the back. But it is true. It's just nice, isn't it? Like, I think the thing about this business is, and I hear you were saying it earlier, and you're right, there's a moment, there's a minute, there's a glimmer of, yes!
Yeah.
Brilliant! And then it goes back to the usual, at least the job is safe for another week.
Yeah.
And that's because you're always just waiting to get shot, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like being a gangster.
It's relief.
Working in radio or entertainment, it's like being a gangster. You're waiting to be shot out of your career at any given time.
Do you know what?
Figuratively, not
very
literally.
Well, depends on
although
just
unless
how bad
drive by Jimmy over here, you never know.
Depends on just how bad the figures are. But I tell you what it is like. It's a good analogy you make because it's a little bit like being on the run.
Yes, right? It is. Yeah.
So you're constantly looking over your shoulder, wondering
who's coming after.
Is there going to be a moment where they go, oh God, look what's happening there. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you know it's like the mafia. Do you know the way they go, hey, Jim, whoa, come on, come in here. The boys have a birthday present for you.
They do always do it with a smile on their face.
And you go in to get your birthday cake and there's a load of men standing there.
Hey, sit down, relax, sit down. Yeah.
And then
sit
one of them pulls out, puts a cap on your ass. Yeah.
That day
is coming.
You think we're just, we're over-dramatising it. It's not far from the truth.
It's just a figurative cap on the ass. I'd like to say that nobody gets actually physically hurt.
Yeah.
You just get mentally capped. Yeah. In the ass.
Yeah. But thankfully, you and I, in fairness to us, are so well used to failure on...
Well, there is that.
On a number of fronts. That's, to be fair, I suppose we should be.
I would say the problem with you is you're not only... You're used to whatever, life and failures and getting up and going again. The problem is... And I'm used to failure. God, am I used to failure. But you, unfortunately, are now very, very used to also dealing with my failure. It's something you've had to bear.
The weird thing about it is it now, hang on a second, right? The weird thing about that is you don't ever fail, right? Because you fail when you have a failure, you manage to you still come out of it smelling of roses. But you'd have a like earlier on the show today, right? Depending on when you're listening to this, obviously. But on Friday's show, we attempted to make do our Friday feature and have a whatever. We're trying to make a crepe or something, weren't we?
Yeah. It was diabolical. I wrecked it.
Two attempts at it. It was an absolute unmitigated disaster. And yet, everybody loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
You still came out of it smelling of roses. Oh, he's hilarious. Oh, I was in knots of laughing. Oh my God, you should do that every week.
Yeah,
it was
but it's
so funny.
Not just like that. There's also, you're ignoring the tens of messages that were like, how do you put up with him, Jim? Jesus, Jim, oh my God. Did he not? Why? Oh my God, you deserve a medal and all. There's all of these ones as well.
Ah, sure, look.
That come in, you know.
You know what I mean? They're just making me feel better.
What they are, I hope they do.
But look, all we wanted to say, I know it's taken us 10 minutes to say it, but all we meant to say was thank you, again. to everybody who did listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And thank you to you listening to the podcast. Okay, there's not enough of you to make it number one or anything. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that, you know, you should I'm not saying you should try harder. Not at all. I'm not saying that at all. Or tell other people maybe, or, you know, like and share it and force other people to listen to it.
But it would be great if you did. Wouldn't it? It'd be great if they did.
Kind of would.
Yeah, it would be great now if you did that. Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit lopsided at the moment having a number one radio station and...
There's 673,000 rated podcasts.
Yeah,
You know, it was like when we... Remember when we looked up my book rating and we accidentally looked up on Amazon the global ratings or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh,
look at that! You were top 10 or something, weren't you, in Ireland?
Oh yeah, it
was top five.
Top five in Ireland. Yeah, I was very close to being the number one bestseller for a little while there. And then we looked up. I accidentally was in, you know, on Google UK. It gives you more global sort of sense, or not Google UK, Amazon UK. And yeah, well, I think what was it, 700 and you were like, whoa, look at you, top 10 million in the world or something. You said. Was it something like that?
I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think he always has to take the positives.
Yeah.
Take the positives.
Remember scaling, you were there. Go, just, yeah, do that for another 5,000 years and you'll be up there with him.
Oh, with the best of them.
Michelle Obama. Just if you'll be right there next to her.
Yeah. Wow.
Knocking on the door.
It's, in fairness, though, it's like it's great. The other thing about arriving at and the station becoming number one is it's it kind of makes you feel as though your decision to give up comedy was worthwhile.
That isn't the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a decision. Did I think for a long time I was still doing that?
Right. Yeah.
I probably did. Yeah. But it makes it. It gives me the perfect excuse for that. You know. Yeah.
It's good
I can
plan.
Now turn around and say I meant it, which is a big thing. You know. Yeah. I wanted to retire at the top, you know.
We should emphasise that. This didn't just happen by accident.
No. What didn't?
I don't know.
Yeah, and me neither.
Yeah.
I was running with you there, though.
Yeah,
I should be professional now.
I was going to try and do that. I was going to try and say that it was, you know, very calculated, hard work and everything. I realised I can't pull that off.
Nobody
that's is going to believe that.
But that's how a day of Radio Nova goes. That's how a day of Radio Nova is, right? That's how. I mean, if you look at Radio Nova from the start, you get us in, you know, we come in, it's all jovial, kind of wreck the gaff a little bit, then you drop the kids off at school. That's kind of that done. Then Marty comes in, he gives you loads of information like, did you know Pink Floyd's guitarist's middle name was Ashling? And he knows all the music stuff like that.
That's true. He is the music man.
Yeah. You know, and then he does that and he's there. Yeah. And drumsticks are actually made from the same thing that hockey sticks are made from in Iceland. Back in the day. He gives you all that sort of stuff. And then you get D. And D is like, you know, just kind of going, yeah, you should like me because I'm cool and all. And everybody does. And that all happens.
Wow.
Yeah, and she is quite cool. And here's a joke. That's a real nice joke. Not gonna.
None of that filth you hear on the breakfast show.
Turn off the crap you hear now. And then you get Pat Courtney on, and it's like wham bang, ring dong, racka dicka ding dong. Who's that going on? After the war, it was so much fun.
He's not from pre-war England. He's New Zealand.
I'm not too up on New Zealand culture. I'll be honest with you. I just went with what was in my head.
And then
it's back to the morning again. It's back to the two Egypts coming in. Don't forget
Greg. Greg knows his stuff.
Oh, Greg
he's
knows
a proper,
his stuff.
He's a proper grown-up DJ.
Greg is very grown-up DJ. Yeah.
He's a proper...
He'd be telling you the time and all. And the time now is very important. Here's the time. And this is the time. And now we're going to go into a song that'll be timed perfect for the next time. And he knows all. He's great at music and everything.
He's another muso.
Yeah, he is very good. Very great voice for radio.
He does. Exactly.
Yeah. Same voice when you talk to him, which I think is bananas.
What are you talking
about? He sounds like the radio when you meet him.
That's the whole idea. People don't put on voices. Who sounds differently when you talk to them in real life? Don't say me.
Sound like that in real life? Yeah, but you, I don't know. Jim, you sound confident on the radio. If people saw you afterwards, it's not the way how awkward it is for you to buy a cup of coffee at the spa when the show's over. But just, I thought it would be the way in order to.
oh God. No, you might as well just throw it in my face. I probably deserved it and everything.
I mean, admittedly, okay. Pat may not exactly sound exactly the same because he doesn't have necessarily the sound effects with him at that time.
Be great if he did, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
That yeah, that would be entertaining.
Yeah. And then you hear Homer's voice for some reason.
By the way, how are we going to redeem this now? How
do you mean?
All of those people hear what you've said about them.
What? There's no insults. It's all just a light summary of a day in the life of Radio Nova. And let's be honest, I said it starts as bad as it gets.
Fair point,
the
actually,
day
yeah,
gets progressively better, I said.
There you go.
As the day goes on.
That'll redeem
the
it.
Day gets better.
That'll redeem
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Who's on after, Greg? I don't know. I'm in bed. I don't even know if Radio Nova's on after that. Or if we just do 6 hours of the National Anthem. I'm just saying, the day gets better as it goes on. It's,
wow,
the, it's the reason it's the number one station. Everyone's a cracker in the classic station. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're saying we come on, set the bar low,
and then it goes up. It's brilliant, like the Olympics. You start
brilliant
off with the lads playing in the sandpit and you end up the high jump. That's how the sports work, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. But also, I'm going to call a halt here before you talk us out of a job.
Well, why? We're still like, okay, yeah, it's probably a good idea. I'm going to shut up.
Just to prove that there's actually some entertaining bits, we're going to leave you with a few of the best bits from during the week on the show. Please continue, despite everything PJ has just said, please continue listening. And do tell everybody else that they should listen too, because it's actually very entertaining and there's lots of good
it
music and lots of good stuff going on.
If you think we're shy, you should hear the rest of the stations. My God.
Get out.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Some people are born with a confidence you and me will never understand.
Sadly,
I'll tell you that, and that's the truth, you know. And I still don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but they asked a lot of people, you know, How if you were to start training today, right? How do you think you'd get on? Would you qualify for the next Olympic Games, LA 28? And it's so surprising, but like 27% of people says, today, like, if I started today, I think I'd make it, yeah. 27, wow. More than one in four, like,
thought that they would.
I think I could do it.
They could manage to get to an Olympic level.
Olympic level. And by the way, 15% of these people, we're over 65. This is the most deranged thing I've ever seen.
That's brilliant.
The most deranged thing.
So there's pensioners.
Pensioners.
Who are going, well, now if I started today.
Well, of course I'd
get there. Of course I'd be able to do it.
So I don't have to work anymore. You know, I'd spend my time practicing.
Yeah, but what about the physical challenges? Show me what you're talking about.
I'll do the physical ones. What are you talking about? I'll do the bows and arrows. I think I can get into the bows and arrows.
Yeah, the shooting. See how man who did the shooting? He was my age.
He wasn't. He was 51 and he's done it his entire life. His entire life he's done this. And people, there was rumours going around he only started after the divorce. It's all lies.
Right.
He's a proper shooter. A lifetime shooter. And the fact that there's a fella who's 65 now going, yeah, give me a bow and arrow there. I'll go out to the garden.
Yeah.
When she's up, walk, and I'll do the thing.
Should I be honest with you, I'd say if I did 3 days a week, I'd be good enough.
Yeah, isn't this absolute? It's bananas.
So there's Olympic athletes who have dedicated
their lives,
all their lives, from
their
children
lives
upwards, progressing through to reach the pinnacle of sport, amateur sport.
And it's also not just dedication, it's natural talent. Like you said, this is the pinnacle. This is where natural talent meets hard work, meets physical abilities, everything. It has to be perfect.
Yeah.
And yet 39% of people who are like 24. I mean, you're getting on at the Olympics at 24.
You're probably, if you're not already at your peak at that stage in most of those sports.
People who are up to 34% of people up to 49.
Johnny has been on to say, and I kind of half knew this was coming. To be fair, lads, I think 100% of people would make it to Olympic level if that Australian could make it to the breakdance.
But this, I will say,
to be fair though,
there does tend to be loopholes. That is right. When you look at them.
Another one. After watching the breakdancing, I think we could qualify.
Ah, poor old Ray Gunn. She gave it her go. I'll tell you, she found a way in, much like Eddie the Eagle did and Eric the Eel did in
their
day.
But didn't you say to me that they have these things? What did you call them? There's certain sports and they're literally just there as a one-off. It's like it's a little spice within it. It's not a regular Olympic sport, but they drop it in and then it's for one Olympics and then they move on to something else or whatever.
It's like a dispensation sport. So they're easier to get into. So LA 28 will have baseball, for instance.
Okay, and then it'll that's go a in, shame.
And then it'll be gone. It'll never be back again. It's just because the cities get to have...
Right.
You know, certain sports for them.
So is there any Irish baseball? Like, could we have a go at that?
There is Irish baseball, but it's still not the same as some maniac, some mentler who's 49 and thinks he can get into cycling at the LA 28. That's genuinely...
Olympic
level. Genuinely, 20-odd percent of people. Cycling. Men in their 40s. What are you talking about? I wouldn't get to the Olympics. They cycle me back to school every day during the 80s.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Roscommon, making Roscommon's available to everyone, and they've started a new campaign to ask people to move to Roscommon. Roscommon bound.
Well, you mean you don't just go there for the day, you have to stay there when you
live
go.
Live there. Ooh. That's what they're trying to say. Roscommon bound is the name of the new campaign. Choose life, choose Roscommon is the slogan.
Choose life. Yeah. Choose, wow.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
They're going for it.
They're really going for it, yeah. You can live like Roscommon people is what other people say.
And who doesn't want to live like Roscommon people?
I
want
to
live, do whatever Roscommon people do.
But no one knows what it is. So Roscommon...
Yeah, you have a connection with Roscommon don't you?
I absolutely do, yep.
Bert so it's not just Mayo, you're Mayo, you're Roscommon. It's very little dub in you at all.
Donegal name, born in Cork.
Yeah.
So the reason my neck glows red in a particular set of circumstances, like anything over 10 degrees.
Would you consider going back and living in Roscommon?
I don't think it's for me.
Really?
I don't think it's for me.
Why?
Nothing wrong with Roscommon. But I don't think it's for me. It's not really full of.
I mean, you know, they're having
locations that fulfill.
They've actually
the
declared a specific day, Roscommon Day,
September 22nd.
There you go.
22nd of September is Roscommon Day.
How many counties have their own day?
I'm telling you, and they're saying that it's great to go. Why would you go there? Well, they say, with remote working being such a thing now, it's a great location to be, you know, because that's a strange way of
putting it. House prices probably affordable.
House prices are definitely very affordable. Friendly and all of that.
Yeah.
Picturesque.
What particular sport are Roscommon good at?
Not bad as the old football now, I suppose. Okay. They're not too bad. They're shadowed constantly by their neighbours in Mayo. I think it's fair to say that. Which is weird because Mayo have never won anything ever since the 50s.
I thought might have appealed to you, just the fact of rivaling Mayo.
I've no problem with Roscommon. I'm actually doing my best here to big Roscommon up. I'm just struggling a little bit. but I do like
it. Do they have any particular...
It's a good old spot. Balladreen, not a bad old town.
Yeah. What's the big Roscommon landmark? What's famous in Roscommon? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I remember doing a gig in Roscommon.
It's got to be a big rock or something somewhere, isn't there?
Not really.
No.
Bogs, I guess. I did a gig in Roscommon Arts Centre once and I'll never forget it. It was the only time I've ever done a gig ever where at the interval a woman came out and said to the ticket desk, the box office, there's people in there laughing very loud and I think someone should say something because they'll probably put a comedian off. So it's a different way of seeing the world in Roscommon.
It is a different, yeah. Wow. Love it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. We've peaked too soon, didn't we? We had our holidays early in the year, which means we don't really have... I know we have time off potentially maybe coming up.
But no holidays, not real holidays.
We don't have kind of...
No, we're not going.
Off to the sun kind of holidays.
No,
And it's a shame, you know, because that does help you hang in there, doesn't it?
Does,
gets you through the hard times.
Yeah, it's awful for me now. Though. Going anywhere with babies, I swear to God. They really do ruin the relaxation of lying down and all, you know?
Yeah.
They really do.
Mind you,
have a word with them about that when they're 19. You know?
Yeah. You may end up turning into one of those people, right, when it comes to holidays. That because, obviously, now you have the added responsibility... Let's face it, human responsibility.
Not great bedfellows
at all. But you have the added responsibility of the kids, right?
So
you now will have to become one of those planners.
No.
Which literally is your idea of hell.
I won't do it. I won't go anywhere.
You have this thing of like, what's your organised fun is no fun at all.
That's true.
So now you'll have to plan even the kind of good times.
No, I'd rather not have them. I'd rather not have good times. I'd rather live in constant sort of drone of semi-misery than have to plan so-called good times. Be a man. Be miserable. Be a man.
Exactly.
I would. I'd see stories like this, right? There's an Irish couple and they are on. They went on holidays to Albufeira, Portugal. Lovely part of the world. And they were like, right, we've realised we're missing out on the good sunbeds, right? So they started going, we'll get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. They get up. 1 o'clock in the morning. And they go down and they put their towels on the sunbeds.
Stop it.
Yeah. Then get back to the room and they start planning their assault and, like, you know, have to keep an eye out, getting up every so often to make sure no one's moving the towels because, of course, sometimes when they open up the sunbed thing, someone thinks they're there from the day before, they weren't cleaned up or whatever.
Yeah, or also the staff will turn around, because you often see signs and things up in places, don't you, saying, you know, you can't reserve or hold whatever and all that.
And then they go to...
1 o'clock in the morning!
1 o'clock in the morning. They're from Belfast. Well, not unlike if some people from Belfast to claim stuff that doesn't really belong to them. Sort of be a bit possessive of stuff that might not be theirs. You know, but I have to say, that is...
Just as a matter of interest, where's the holiday element of that? Yeah. Tell me that. Where was that? You just mean, like, what? I mean, if you're having to... maybe not set your alarm. Maybe you're stumbling home from the bar. Always drink responsibly. Yeah. But all I'm saying is...
Where's the crack in it?
Exactly. If you're planning to that nth degree and having to do all of that...
Where's the lying around? Not
the spontaneity.
Caring, the willy-nilliness.
Yeah.
You know, where is all that? That's the whole point, isn't it?
You do get people who go on holiday, though, and they do have that sort of planning approach. It's like, right, now, on the first day, we always go to... and we go to the big supermarket. Worse. It's about a half an hour's train journey.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get all the stuff there, right? And then we bring it all back, right? And on a Tuesday night, we always go to Caravaggio's because they do the quiz. But you have to be there by 4:45.
You won't get a table if you're there at 7.
Where's your holiday?
And then I'm going to go see the ruins again. I'm going to go see the ruins again on the Friday. Oh, you're a ruin. You're ruining my holiday. You're the ruin.
Lie down, will
you?
Lie
down.
Relax.
And shut up.
Take it easy.
Stick a baguette in your mouth or something. Please. Stop all this planning. I'm totally with you. I agree with you. I don't care. I just want to go and have a good time.
Yeah, because it's
want to lie down.
Remember back in the day, I don't know if they even still do it now, but back in the day, remember almost on day one, if you arrived on a holiday, somebody was trying to sell you something. Somebody was trying to sell you.
At the check-in.
Exactly. A boat trip with a loose salad and a glass of...
Yeah, a loose
whatever.
Salad. Imagine, that sounds... Would you like to buy a loose salad? No.
Just mean they'd always... No. Some rep was always trying to flog you something.
Yeah, there's
nothing
worse.
The worst thing about them, apart from some of them were rubbish, was the fact that you had to kind of... It meant you had to make an... Okay, now we have to be...
Yeah, that's
it,
We have to get
this stupid coach then.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, Billy's Vineyard is open right in the centre of the day. You know, 3 o'clock, you can go down to Billy's Vineyard and you get a loose salad there. And it's wonderful.
Do they not sell any loose salads at the hotel bar, by any chance? No?
No, only burgers. I'll have a burger. I'll have a burger.
Yeah, and I'd enjoy it a lot more.
And Billy would be very upset. He'll have to come down and he'll want an explanation why he wants to see his vineyard. Billy can shut his face.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. We always say, you know, be kind, this, that and the other, and of course that is important, we should. But when it comes to your friends, experts are now saying, giving out yards about one of your friends to another one of your friends, that's the key thing, as long as everyone understands we actually like the person.
Okay.
But giving out about one of your friends to one of your friends is very good for you. Venting to a friend about a friend is really good. It's a great tool of connection. You say, go easy on the aggression now. You know, it's okay to belittle someone as long as we're all having the crack.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Much like what this show is all about, I suppose. You know, like we come in, me and Jim, and we belittle each other as much as possible for 4 hours nonstop every day.
And thoroughly enjoy it.
And thoroughly enjoy it. I go into the world saying that's the hard part of the day over. No one else is going to treat me as bad as that. as the day goes on. Wow. It's done. The hardest part of the day.
Are we talking mental health or physical health or just all health?
It's psychology, yeah. So it's your mental sort of health.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's sort of...
So complaining about a friend to a friend is good for your mental health.
Very good, yeah.
I must be absolutely 100%.
You will live forever, my friend.
I will live forever.
You will live forever.
I said the amount of complaining
I know
that I do about one of my friends to some of my other friends, all of them.
I'll be fair.
Extraordinary.
To be honest with you, he doesn't even do it behind your back. You could be standing there.
Yeah.
You could literally be standing there.
That's true. I might be the only person who complains to one of my friends about one of my friends, and they're the same person.
Same person. Same person. Yeah, the amount of times, if I had a euro for the amount of times I heard Jim McCabe saying, "Did you hear what this agent is after saying today?" What is he on about?
I think it's honesty is a good policy, man.
Yeah. I can't be dealing with you at all.
And now, in fairness, come on, hang on a second. I'd say you're well capable. What am I saying you're well capable? You literally do it to me. So yeah. You're well capable of doing exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. I will say I do more of it behind your back now than you would be, you know.
Well, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
That's reassuring.
When Jim's comes away, I'll be... But that you have to, because no one can see the hair until you turn around.
Somebody, this is shocking. Say something. And I can't even have a go at you because it's good for your mental health.
You can't go like... It's not by saying, have you seen the hairy back on him to your face? No one can see it until you turn it around.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.